fleece, and also anything from, I don't know, any of his albums, I guess. It's a rainy spring day, and I wanted to play Fair Play. But I'll switch it over now. Thanks for listening. Hello. Welcome to In the Hot Seat. We're going to start in a few minutes, but while we're waiting, I'm going to attempt to play a new song from Beyoncé's new album. It's really great, and I think everyone should listen, but you should listen to the show first, and then... Oh, we have our guest right now. So yeah, this is In the Hot Seat, where we are bringing the Tufts community together, through exposing a student's past. And today we have the great honor of, WMFO prodigy, Chloe, who actually has a show at 2 today, so make sure to tune in. We're just getting it settled right now, but yeah. Okay.
Hello. Bro, what are the labels?
There's only 2 mics.
There's only 2.
Yes. Could we get mic 3 though? Because I think mic 1's dead.
What? Mic 1's dead?
It's not here, yeah. This is mic 4.
That's mic
3. Okay, well.
Are you mic 3?
I think...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
I can't hear.
Oh.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? No, yeah. Wait, no. Chloe, use this one.
Her mic is working.
No, this is 2.
Oh.
Here, just put these on.
This is 2.
Just put these on. Sorry, we're having some technical.
Hello?
We're still new to this.
Yeah,
still...
I can hear you.
I can't hear myself. Oh, I think the volume's probably just down.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Okay, we're all set up.
Okay, got it.
This is In the Hot Seat with Joey and Carrera, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, thank you for tuning in. This is our second episode. As Joey said, Chloe Thurmgreen. Chloe Yael Thurmgreen.
True.
Is here today. Do you have any words for the Tufts population to get us started?
No, I'm just excited to see what comes up. I was trying to brainstorm. I actually thought of something last night that I think you're going to bring up, but...
Do you want to start with it?
No. Oh, okay. I'm just going to see if Carrera brings it up, because it did involve all three of us.
Oh.
And if you don't bring it up, then I'll bring it up at the end.
Okay.
I do know what you're talking about, but it's not on the list.
I don't
Then know. I guess we'll just have to see. We'll wait and see what we get into, and then...
Oh.
But that's not as juicy as what
we have a lot of content
okay.
today.
So would you like to introduce yourself while...
Say something.
Yeah. Okay, I'm Chloe, she, her, English major. I have a show at 2 p.m. on Fridays. It's called Ptolemy Tunes. You should listen in.
Where did that name come from?
It came from my camp, Camp Tawonga, that I've been going to for... This will be my 11th summer going back. And the Ptolemy River, which is a river that runs the Yosemite Valley, runs through the camp, and it is very special to me. So I just did that. For the name.
Okay, well, I guess speaking of your camp,
okay,
you have been known to speak very highly of this camp for certain reasons. Our question is, if it was normal for a day, would you want the entirety of Tufts campus to be a nudist colony like your camp?
If the weather was nice, then yeah, I don't see an issue with that. That would be great. I think...
we're in Massachusetts, so just like...
Just said if the weather was good.
But we can't control that.
Okay, if it was
it's a random day.
It's a random day.
It's a perfect day or the
random day? It's a good day.
Okay, if it's a really nice day out, then yeah, because it really... As long... I mean, it's not like it's like everyone's forced to be naked. Like, it's like... It's like it's an open chance. So obviously no one would be forced to. I hope that, and we wouldn't be making anyone uncomfortable. But it, like, that experience of being naked with a bunch of other people in a non blank context in whatever the normal context is very freeing, and I think it helps your self esteem and your body image. So
who would you want to see nude first?
It's not about seeing people nude. It's about being comfortable in your own nude body around other people.
So, who would you want to be comfortable with first?
I don't know. I'm going to keep that to myself.
Wow. That's like, already avoiding
But also,
questions.
I've seen like a lot of my friends naked.
Oh.
So
in what context?
Just like changing clothes. Mm-hmm.
Is there a favorite camper that you've seen naked?
Oh my God, I've not seen any campers.
Okay, no, not your students.
Naked.
A co.
That'd be a counselor.
Counselor. Okay. This is actually a question by Alec, by the way. He's submitted this
favorite?
Question.
I don't know if I have a favorite because I don't know. I don't have a favorite. I don't have a favorite. It's more about, it's a personal experience, not about other people.
Speaking of people being around others in very intimate and somewhat naked senses, we actually have a controversy that occurred last year.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh my God, that's a lot of notes. That's a big document over there.
We've been informed that you made men uncomfortable last year.
Oh my God.
By using the men's bathroom.
This is so stupid.
And were eventually told you shouldn't use it.
Okay, let me...
Do you want it to give the men on the third floor Easton Hall an apology?
Let me say this. Okay, let me explain myself first of all. I lived at the very end of the hall, literally the second to last room in the corner, and the women's bathroom was all the way in the near the common room. So that's like at least a 1 minute walk. And that might not seem like a lot, but whenever I go to the bathroom, like, I want it to be right there. So the men's bathroom was closer, and then I discovered that they had a way better shower than any of the showers in the women's bathroom. So I started using it. I would go there in my robe. I would only be nude inside the shower like a normal person, and no one ever brought it up to me. And I always said, if anyone said they were uncomfortable, I would stop. And no one ever said anything to me. And I would talk to the guys on our floor about it. No one ever said anything. Then, on like the last night of classes or something, yeah, this guy who was leaving the next day told me, and he'll remain unnamed, told me that I should only use the men's bathroom from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Mm. But then he left the next day, so I didn't see an issue with it because he was gone.
So you're ignoring people's uncomfortabilities.
Well, it was his request, and then he left, so then the request was, like, not... Mm. It wasn't relevant.
Maybe he was, like, the only brave one to, like, voice...
I mean, maybe, but I always said, if anyone is uncomfortable, they can let me know.
Well, another man also did tell another girl on our floor that... You shouldn't use the bathroom.
Well, let's just say that the girl that he told also used the men's bathroom every single day.
That is true.
Almost probably more than I did. Oh. And would do her work in there. She would go in and sit on the toilet with her computer for hours and do her work and then chat with the boys while getting ready for bed and be in there for like an hour before bed. And let me just say, she was a much more avid user than I was. So I don't think it's really fair of her to be reporting that on my name.
This is kind of crazy that you're taking down another girl in this scenario.
I'm not taking her down. I'm just saying it's a little hypocritical of her.
We have another rumor that you're not a girl's girl. You want to speak on
that? That is a completely falsified rumor that came out of someone's mouth who was inebriated. And not in the right state of mind. It was during a turbulent time of last semester. And really, let me just say that that's not true. I've always been a girl's girl. I support girls. I had nothing to do with the girl that I was being accused of wronging. Never met her. Never spoke to her. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
What have you done lately to support women?
I've been lifting up women in my burlesque group.
Literally or...
What?
Like physically? Or
no,
just
like mentally, like complimentary wise.
You should also lift them up physically.
Well, I would want to get their consent first.
Oh.
So maybe think about that. I've been, I don't know, I lift up women every day. It's not something I can really think of because it just comes so naturally to me. It's not something I can really pick out of my routine.
Has this always been, have you always lifted up women?
Yeah.
Because we actually have a TikTok from 2020 where you stated, I am a bisexual with a strong preference for men.
Okay.
Wow.
So this is talking about... Wow. I actually want to talk... I knew you were going to go on my TikTok because I have a lot on there, but no, I'll have you know that there is a lot of private videos that have not been on there for a long time, so... Mm.
So you're hiding your truth.
Yes.
Wow.
You actually have probably a very scrubbed, clean
what
internet
secrets
presence.
Do you have?
Well, let me address this first. So basically the TikTok was about how at that time I identified as bisexual and I knew that I was attracted to women, but I mostly had crushes on guys. But the video is about how Emily Skinner, who used to be on the Disney show Andy Mack, who's like a model. I don't even know what her job is. I think she's just like a pretty girl that has rich parents.
Wow.
But I found her very attractive, and I was saying that like she kind of like overtook my attraction to men because she was so beautiful. So saying preference for men was just saying in a attraction scenario, but also that's not true about me anymore.
So is she just like a piece of meat to you?
Or women just objects?
I only knew her through Instagram, so I didn't have a chance to really gauge her personality, but I did think that she was beautiful.
A large crush, and you like used her photos on your TikTok.
Well, the TikTok, let me say, got like 4 likes and maybe 50
views. It could have blew up. It could have blew up.
I don't think so. I think I'm shadow banned, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I always use trending sounds in my videos. Don't get views. So, yeah.
I wasn't intending
for it to go viral. I was making it for myself. Also, that was during quarantine, so I probably was mentally struggling at that time as well.
We could talk about that later.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we just have a lot of content.
Right,
we need to decide what to parse through. Yeah.
Do we want to get into the acapella?
Okay. So I remember you telling me that when you came to Tufts, you really wanted to join an acapella group. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you?
Okay, well, let me go into my history with acapella because
please.
I've always loved singing. I actually have
sing
to
sing for us right now.
I'm not warmed up, so I don't want to hurt my voice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But so I took one singing lesson as a kid, but I was always into, which I have on voice recording that my mom sent to me. I did musical theater. I now would sing at home. And I watched this show that has now since been removed from the internet almost completely. It's available on YouTube if you really search for it, called Sing It On. And it was a reality TV show about five different college a cappella groups as they made their way through the college a cappella like tournament and tried to win the ICCA championships.
So Pitch Perfect.
So yeah, it was real life Pitch Perfect. Mm-hmm. And it featured actually Northeastern, the Nor'easters, and some other groups from, I think, a school from Wisconsin. I don't know if that's right. And then a school from, like, Florida. Anyway. And so that just even... And my original Instagram username and my Snapchat username is Aclopella.
Oh, we know.
Play on acapella.
Oh, we know. We found your Reddit.
So I just loved singing. I still do like singing. And so I thought the natural step was obviously join an acapella group when I get here. When I got here, I mean, I'm not classically trained. I took one singing lesson, as previously mentioned. And then I got here, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I'm, like, actually, like, good enough. Like, I don't want to really want to be embarrassed by not getting into an a cappella group, because I feel like that's a little embarrassing. And I just didn't really, like, vibe with, like, the options. Like, I respect them all, but they just didn't seem to, like, fit the kind of people that I necessarily wanted to, like, hang out with at the time.
Can you speak on that a little bit more?
That's why I didn't apply. But about the people?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just
we
like...
We can go through the groups.
Okay, go ahead.
Bubs.
Well, I'm not a man.
But maybe you wanted to break that glass ceiling.
I could have, but that... I don't... That's not my colors. Red, black, and... Red and white, and black. Not my colors, so...
The Jack and Jill.
What?
Jackson Jill.
Sorry, I'm
oh,
also...
Oh, so you don't even know the names of the groups. So maybe you want to quiet down because you're not respecting the community, Joey. Because I can name all the groups right now.
Oh, perfect.
Jackson
rank them.
Jackson
Jill's
SQ.
Rank them.
S Factor, Ladies of Essence.
Enchanted.
Full Sound.
Cheer Appeal.
Cheer
Which you got accused of being in.
Yeah, I did. Not accused. Misrecognized.
Were you embarrassed when someone said that?
No. I was wearing the same outfit as them.
Why were you wearing the same outfit?
On accident. True coincidence at the Riff Off.
Uh-huh. Oh, at the Riff Off. Okay. So you're attending the shows in their outfits.
I support a cappella 100%. It just wasn't the right path for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so rank the groups.
Yeah.
I think that Ladies of Essence are really good and S Factor is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like I really like SQ. That's like one of the...
This isn't a ranking.
Oh, Amalgamates? We forgot them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'd say S Factor and Ladies of Essence are one. Tied. SQ is next, then the Mates and Jills are tied again, and then what am I missing?
Cheer Appeal, Bubs.
Cheer Appeal after that, and then the Bubs, I guess. I don't know.
Enchanted.
Enchanted is last just because I don't like Disney or Disney music.
Wow, what do you have against Disney?
Walt Disney was really anti-Semitic, and you can see that in a lot of his movies, and I'm just not really a fan. I also don't really like the corporation and the monopoly it holds on the children's movie market, and I also don't... I don't know, I just don't like Disney as a company or an ideology.
So speaking of problematic companies and media, you... Or social activist online. But in real life, you worked for the Harry Potter musical. So why have you been seen actively supporting TERFs and J.K. Rowling?
Well, okay, that's actually a good question. This is something that I've really struggled with internally. Mm-hmm. I found the job on Craigslist. So
that's
for context... For context, the Harry Potter stage show, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which was not written by J.K. Rowling in the first place.
But she still profits off of it.
Probably got even more profit because she didn't write it. She didn't have to do any of the work.
Wow.
Came to San Francisco and I saw on Craigslist the job to be like a merch person, like sell the merch. And I applied as a joke because it said they wanted experienced individuals and I had never worked retail before. But then they called me and they were like, okay, you can have the job. And I was like, okay. And I didn't have a job at the time. And it seemed like it'd be fun because I did like Harry Potter in my youth.
Wow.
I'm sure you did too.
I did not.
Really?
I couldn't tell you anything about the story. Never seen a movie.
I doubt that.
Really?
I know
Guerrero
could.
Never seen a movie. She's not in the hot seat.
I'm not in the hot seat.
Well, okay.
Focus on yourself.
Then I took the job, but yeah, I guess I was promoting it. I never posted about it on my social media.
We've talked it about wasn't. It.
I have talked about it more as like a source of shame. I never promoted the show. I never said anyone should go to the show. All I did was show up, and I didn't ever really convince people to buy merch. Like, they came up and they already really wanted to buy it. So I was just, you know, running the square.
Did you ever lie to your customers?
Yes.
About what?
If there was something that was out of something, I would just say it was a supply chain issue. And I don't know.
Why would you say that?
Because it makes them really... Also, it probably was true. I mean, I don't know. I never knew the reason. There was nothing there. They honestly, I don't think we ever had a day where we had everything that we were supposed to. Like, we were always out of something.
Because you were always selling everything and profiting.
No, like, we honestly were not. And the show had to close early because not enough people showed up. Luckily, that was after I left for college, so...
So you hate local theater.
It's not a local theater. It's a very established theater.
You hate established theater.
No.
You didn't want to support them.
Wow. Well, I didn't want to support J.K. Rowling, so now we're circling back to your first point. Wow. I would have supported the current theater and any other show. Actually,
have you seen these actors... currently? Have you kept up with them?
I did not talk to the actors. I didn't even work for the theater. I worked for the merch company. So I was not involved with the actors.
So you were removed from the show. You were just supporting J.K. Rowling.
No, I was supporting Platypus Productions. that ran the merch. That's what... I mean, honestly, J.K. Rowling was paying me, so it's not like I was really supporting her.
Wow, you took money from a turf.
Well,
wow.
I was draining her funds.
Okay,
whatever makes you feel better.
I think they probably lost money on the show, because we did not sell enough tickets.
What were you doing on Craigslist? Sorry, circle back to that.
Craigslist is a great way to find jobs.
What other jobs have you found on Craigslist?
Well, just that one.
Okay, so...
Great way to find a job.
A job that supports
TERFs. I love Craigslist because I like going on the misconnections. I like seeing what jobs are available. A lot of really good, a lot of restaurants post jobs on Craigslist. I don't know. It's just a fun place to scroll.
If you found a misconnection and you thought it was about yourself, would you respond?
Yeah. Well, I would have to be very convinced it was me. But I would, I would reach out. But you don't, like, respond to the post. You, like, email them.
So would you
but it's
you
really,
seem to know
really
a lot about Reddit.
It's not Reddit, it's Craigslist. And Craigslist was actually founded in the Bay Area, so I'm supporting a local business by using that.
Actually, shout out today. Today is National Mom and Pop Awareness Day.
Yes.
So
no, Mom and Pop store. Not just Mom and Pop Awareness.
Store Awareness Day.
Wow,
so.
That's beautiful.
Is there a small business that you would like to
shout out? Wow, you can't think of any on the top of your... Wow.
Arizmendi in San Francisco. It's a co-op bakery, and all the people that work there are part owners of the store. They make such good pizza. There's a bunch all over the Bay Area that are individually owned by the people that work there. They make really good pizza. They make really good bread, and it has fueled me through most of my life, so shout out Arizmendi's Bakery, the 9th Avenue edition, but all the other ones are great, too.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, anything you want to shout out?
Want to shout out this Instagram post that you posted.
It's not a small business, but way to pivot.
So the caption is mood board for the week.
Oh, yeah.
And the image is...
Oh my god. This is so long ago.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with incest.
Okay,
to
I don't
be
even
honest.
Know if you can read this. Okay.
If they were both adults and consenting, what, why is it a problem? I don't know if I can say the next word. And then, but there's a slash Jen. This is a serious tweet.
So this was
that
from,
you're supporting and reposting.
This was from 3 years ago,
from
over
January
3 years 16, ago.
That doesn't silence your past.
I'm taking accountability. Good. I posted this as a joke.
Wow. It's a slash
I wasn't
Jen.
People, if you're fluent in internet internet dialect, you would know that people use tone tags as a joke sometimes, which is not something that I agree with. But that's what that person did. This was a bait tweet that I thought was, like, funny in a way where it's, like, this person's so stupid. Like, it was a ridiculous thing to say. But also, this was 3 years ago, and I was on Twitter every single day because that was my only form of human interaction. So, like, I don't really agree with anything I was doing at that time.
Wow, that's a great transition.
As you can see, that post also got likes. So if you want to invite those people on the hot seat...
It got about 10 likes.
Yeah. 10 people.
So you're fostering a community. Fostering
an environment of people
incest
who support.
Supporters.
Yeah.
No. Well, but actually, I'm learning about this in my kinship class, that incest, the incest taboo, which is like the rule that you like can't procreate with people that you're related to, is actually the foundation of kinship as like a system in society.
Because you can't, like...
Because it, like, creates rules about who and you can and can't marry and create children with and like, be, like, double kin with.
Do you support that?
Support what?
The kin.
What do you mean? The system of kinship as a whole?
Well, yes.
I think it's really interesting. I'm learning about it every Monday and Wednesday. Wow. I don't know. I guess I support it. I don't know. I mean, it's not really something you can support. It's more something that you can just, like, look at because it's, like, an inherent thing to humans.
Have you ever said that you've kinned
somebody? No. I've never said that, ever.
Really?
You could go on, like, you could really search, and I don't think you could ever find a picture of me saying that.
Who would say that?
I don't know.
Exactly. But we do have things that you've said.
Okay.
But before we get into that, can we... Kiss, marry, kill, / Sirius, / J, and / Neg.
Oh, this is such a good question. Okay, kiss, marry, kill. Okay, wait, / Sirius, / J, / Neg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would kill / J because it's not that funny. And everyone that uses / J as, like, a serious thing, the joke is never that funny. You can always tell it's a joke because, like, they're being, like, it's so, it's just, I don't agree with that. / Sirius, I'd say marry. Because that's just such a funny thing. And then / Neg, I would kiss.
You really love / Neg.
I like / Neg. I like / pause / P, which is platonic. That one's funny.
So now I think we're gonna get into the meat of the interview. I would just like to say
Tubbo pandas.
What do these words mean to you? Tubbo pandas. Satanic? Panic. Core.
We got you, girl.
I don't.
That was the other...
Satanic, panic, core, I don't know what that is.
Really?
Oh, no, it's connected to you.
Was that my bio or something?
That was your username at some point.
That was not my username.
Oh, it was, though.
Show me the receipts. I do not even know. That's never been my username on anything.
Well, when we looked up Tubbo Pandas on Twitter... Uh-huh. It would at Satanic Panic Core.
And people would be responding
to
it.
Well, they could have taken
Chloe!
That's never... Wait, where?
Or they also would respond, Carrot?
I'm going to say about that. Okay.
Well,
so
we could actually read the tweet.
I'm confused. Let me try to explain this because maybe you guys don't understand how Twitter works fully. I'm sure you do.
We just have to interrupt this broadcast. There has been an Amber Alert.
Oh my god. Okay, if you're in Massachusetts and you see a 2021 red Toyota Camry with license plate 3SCX29, look out. Oh my god, that's awful.
This is crazy. Wow.
Wait, like actually, / serious? This is really horrible.
This is sad.
Well, I hope.
Hopefully that child is down.
Hopefully that Camry, remember again, red 2021 Toyota Camry.
Damn, it's always the old men wearing black Crocs.
Black Crocs?
Yeah, he's wearing a 50 to 60 year old male wearing black Crocs.
Wait,
where
is the Satanic Panic? Do you have a picture of that?
Anyway, we're going to continue on with...
We can move fast, though. So, Tubbo Pandas.
Okay, so this was 2021/2020, so let's just keep in mind this is 3 to 4 years ago.
Don't erase your past.
I'm not erasing, I'm just acknowledging the time gap, and I was 16, so that... And I'm 20 now, so a lot can happen between
those
years.
You were
grown. No, I wasn't. This was pre-medicated, Chloe, also.
We know.
So
you did announce when you went on.
Yeah, you did.
Medication.
I did?
Yes, yeah, you're
did.
Like,
how did you find all of this?
We're investigators, because we also found Satanic Panic.
I deactivated my account, so I don't even know where it comes from.
Trust. We can find a lot.
Okay, so I was very into Minecraft creators at the time.
Do you want to shout any out?
No. They're all horrible people now. Well, actually, yeah. I was very naive. Actually, no, I wasn't. But I was...
You were a social justice warrior.
A lot of things hadn't come out that are out now. That Tubbo is a Twitch streamer. He's still active. He's actually fine, I think. He was someone that I like to watch, and Pandas, I think, was another person. I don't remember who it was. And so that was my username. I was on, yeah, oh, maybe Silence That. Very unprofessional. Yeah, that's what that is. I don't know what Satanic Panic Kid is. I genuinely don't know what that is. Like, that has never been my username. I probably have a list of all my past usernames on Twitter, and that was never my username.
Okay.
So, I actually have no idea where that came from. What's the tweet? Actually, I really don't want
to
know.
Well, we'll read it to you right
now. Is this from my current account?
This is from Beanie Pilled.
Okay, yeah, Beanie Pilled was my private account for my main stand account, so this is the account that I use now, but it has some stuff on it. I actually just went through this account last night.
January 2021.
Oh, God.
Chloe. She, they, he, fey.
Oh, my God. Bill, oh, my God.
Bye.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
December 2021. Chloe.
Oh, my Carrot. God.
They, oh my God. She, okay. Bye.
So, first of all, I just want to say that we shouldn't be shaming people for their past gender exploration. That's really, really
problematic. We're not shaming you. No, we're just bringing it up.
We want to bring it up.
Okay, so that was how I... So, during that time when I was on Twitter, I was going through a little bit of a phase, which is not a bad thing. People go through phases all the time. I was experimenting with my gender and the pronouns I was using. And a very popular thing in the community at the time was using neo-pronouns, which are pronouns that are not the typical she, her, they, she, he, they. And so I guess that's what I was using at the time. And then when I posted it in December, I was using they, she, but I just use she, her now.
Do you want to apologize to the pagan community? Because you tweeted, wait, are fey pronouns insensitive to pagan people? /Jen. I saw something on TikTok, but I don't know. And then someone responded, and you said, oh, I had no idea. Sad face.
Wait, what? Okay, what's the date?
It was May 15th, 2021. 3 years ago.
Okay.
Do you have an apology?
I guess I have an apology.
Are you educated now?
I guess I was educated in that tweet. Yeah. As you can see.
I guess in the response from a suspended account.
Yeah, suspended account. That's very common.
Because you were around hooligans?
No, Twitter, I think they probably, like, said, like, they probably told someone to do something bad.
Did you ever do that?
Yeah. You ever sent a death threat?
Yeah.
To who?
Like, privately. Like, they didn't see it.
That's even worse.
It was a private account.
My favorite thing about your Twitter is constantly asking for these Minecraft YouTubers to apologize.
That was a very common activity
screaming,
at the time.
Screaming, no likes. You just say, apologize now.
I was very, I don't even know what that was probably.
You were very woke, but you were using pagan pronouns.
I don't think I actually used those for that long. I think I mainly went by she, they, he for a while. I don't think I used neopron. I think I probably used them for like a month total. And I was obviously educated, and then I stopped using them after that, so.
We hope.
Yeah. So I do apologize if I offended anyone.
It does seem like you were big on creators apologizing.
Well, I mean, people should always apologize if they
yeah. And responding to cancel culture.
Now. Yeah.
What is your personal experience with being canceled?
I was canceled on Twitter for a week. And my personal experience is that I don't actually think I did anything wrong. I think I was
can't take accountability.
A 16-year-old. The situation was... It was a very weird time on the internet, a very weird time for me. I was not mentally right in the head, like, genuinely. Like,
a lot of excuses going on right now without explaining what you did wrong.
Oh, you want me to go into
it? I do. I want you to explain.
So fully. I'm not going to name names because that would just unlock a whole other can of worms. But there was a creator who was 16. I was also 16 at the time. And
was it Tommy Innit?
Yes.
So I was in a group chat with a lot of other people that liked him, and they were all really big accounts. They had a lot more followers than me, and I was in this with my friend Lex. Shout out Lex. She's not listening, but if she is, like, by any chance, I still talk to her almost every single day. I have her on Snap. She lives in Pittsburgh and works at the American Eagle. I don't know the mall's name, but if you're ever in Pittsburgh,
you're doxing
her. She's the manager of the American Eagle. She was my friend. We were both in it, and we would talk every single day about how we, like, wanted to leave the group chat because it stressed us out, but we never did because we were too scared. Then one day, the group chat was, like, sending... It wasn't me. I did not start this. Mm-hmm. But sent, like, a Wattpad fan fiction that was, like, oh my god, this is so funny. Like, I think it was written by like a 12-year-old or something like that. Like, it was obviously very bad. And they're like, look, this is so funny. So we began reading it as a joke. We would like read it, screenshot the chapters, send them into the group chat and be like, oh my god, this is so funny. Then an account that had 6,000 followers that was in the group chat tweeted out, get you a group chat or friend group that reads blank fan fiction together. I'm not even saying the name.
Mm-hmm.
With like the greater than sign. And immediately the tweet blew up because they had 6,000 followers and everyone's like, this is against his boundaries. Like, ba-da-da-da-da. Like, how could you do this? Like, what's wrong with you? Like, drop the names. Like, who's in the group chat? And I was like, uh-oh. Like, things are going wrong for me. Then this girl who I always hated, who was in the group chat, she tweets out a list of the people. Like, she tweets out the names and goes, oh, here's all the people in the group chat. I wasn't there, though. Like, I wasn't reading it. And then, like, leaves Twitter. And then people start going on my account and being like, what's wrong with you? So I think I literally made like a notes app apology and then I deactivated for a week and then I came back on my birthday and my first tweet was like the balloons.
Yeah.
And I was like, everyone say happy birthday.
You were just not addressing.
I did address it in my apology. Yeah, and I truly did think that I'd done something wrong, but reflecting on it back now, I did not do anything wrong. I was 16 reading fake joke fan fiction about a creator that was also 16. I was never promoting the actual idea of writing that. I was having fun with my friends who were also all enjoying that same activity.
So you have nothing to say to Tommy Innit?
No, he's very successful and I don't think he ever found out about it. I don't think I heard him in any way.
We actually have record that you did hurt him.
Oh, really?
He's actually on air. He's calling in right now.
Go ahead. Show me that. He's in America right now. He's on tour.
Hello,
why
love.
Do you know so much about...
Wow, so you're still keeping you're still up keeping with these up. Minecraft
no,
YouTubers.
Not in the community anymore, but a lot of the people I follow, it was my private account, so I had a lot of old mutuals, and they still retweet and talk about stuff in my timeline. That's how I know.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on Dream's face reveal?
Your guest last week actually watched that with me when it happened, Sylvie. What do you mean thoughts? Like, what did I think? Like,
what was your original thought?
Yeah, first thought that came into your head.
Because
you were a fan at this time.
No, right? I was not a fan. This was when I was in college. I stopped being a fan before my senior year of high school. So this has been this is long since removed. I don't know. I think my first thought was
kiss Mary Kill, Minecraft YouTubers.
Which ones? There's so many.
Any. I literally could not
kill all of them.
Wow.
Again, so you're sending Tommy death threats again live Tommy on air.
I think, actually, I would say unemploy all of them.
Oh, okay.
I think the world would probably be a better place if that wasn't such a big community. Deplatform.
Yeah.
So we actually have you supporting a canceled creator. One of your first likes on Instagram was Shane Dawson.
Oh my god.
Here's actually a list of your first Instagram likes.
I bet you couldn't even name half those people.
This we only
emo
care about
girl,
Shane Dawson.
Dan and Phil.
Emo girl, wait, let me see. I'll list all them out.
Okay.
Okay, the first girl, that is Vixella. She's a Sims YouTuber. That's Rosanna Pansino.
Okay.
And then Jacksepticeye, Dan and Phil, Posh Edits. That's Crank Gameplays. I think that's, and then I think Markiplier might be in there. And Rhett and Link, the pillow video. Love that video.
And Shane Dawson. Shane Dawson.
I did love Shane Dawson for a long time.
Wow.
Probably one of the first YouTubers I ever watched. I watched his first original conspiracy video ever.
Is that something to be proud of?
No. At the time, I mean, he really had YouTube in a chokehold for a really, 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 really
he
long
did.
Time. I think, Carrera, you're telling me you were a fan at some point.
Again, I am not in the hot seat.
Yeah, so we all, I mean, not we all, but a lot of people that watch YouTube at that time definitely watched him. Not something that I do now, have not looked at his channel. But yeah, but once things came to light, then.
When he was first canceled, out of the many, many times, did you still
support
him?
What's the first?
When did you stop supporting
When did you stop supporting him? How far into
I think it was summer of, I think it was, he really got canceled.
The big one.
The big one, yeah.
Oh, did you so watch his Jeffree Star?
Wait, he made two.
His the first one.
Where he made the palette?
No, the first one.
Either one.
His whole, like, talking about his past, about Jeffree Star's past.
I think
past,
I watched
and, like,
it, but I don't think
racism.
I believed it. I think I was critical of it. I think I watched it with a critical eye. I think by that time I kind of knew what was going on.
Did you watch the Jake Paul one?
I did, but I did not believe that one either. I believe Alyssa Violet.
Oh, it's Alyssa Violet.
Used to be your chick.
We can't sing that, though. It's copyright.
Oh, we could play it. I'll sing along.
Speaking of songs and canceled creators, you have a lot of Donda Kanye on your Spotify current Kanye on your Spotify
list. And you were actually listening to Kanye yesterday.
On AirBuds.
Yes.
I was.
Yep.
So it's
several songs.
Like you can separate art from the artist here, but when do you specify where you pick and choose?
I think with that, I do have a lot of Donda because I think right when I got into Kanye was
wow, you got into Kanye
that time.
Wow, post cancellation.
This was before he said all the anti-Semitic things.
While he was working with Marilyn Manson.
What about all
Marilyn
of the
Manson?
Racist things wow. about how slaves chose to be in slavery?
I honestly didn't know a lot about Kanye, so this was after my CIT year at camp, and this guy that was in my, like, program, this was 2021, he's still really into Kanye, which is something that I find a little interesting, but
you're still into Kanye.
Let me finish my sentence. So, it's actually a very common Jewish summer camp experience to start learning about Kanye West, which is a little bit ironic, but I've talked to many people about it, and it's actually very common, but... he was telling me, and I kind of got into his music, and then right after we left, he dropped an album, so I added it to my playlist. And they're telecommunicating. I think it comes up when I skip it, but sometimes I do have days. I think he, regardless of any of his views, I do think he's an extremely talented producer. I do indulge myself.
Wow.
That's what I have to say.
So who's your top Spotify Wrapped artist last year?
Last year it was Taylor Swift.
Wow.
And he was not on the top five.
Let's talk about Taylor Swift real quick.
Okay.
Do you support her use of fossil fuels?
No. I honestly have actually, I think I have not listened to her like at all since this new Spotify Wrapped cycle. Mm. After last year, I was like, this is not what I need. I do enjoy music nostalgia factor wise. I actually do like her newer albums. I don't know. I think that's actually something I've been thinking about more. But also, it's kind of embarrassing for that to be your top artist.
So you can listen to Kanye with no regrets, but Taylor Swift is where you draw the line.
No,
So are you a girl's girl or are you not?
I do listen to Taylor Swift. I'm just not that much
but
anymore.
But you're embarrassed about it.
Yeah, and I'm embarrassed when I listen to Kanye too. But I feel like in order to like... If I did it on private listening, I feel like it would be even worse. Like, I feel like then I wouldn't be taking accountability at all. If I'm doing it on public, then I'm giving people the opportunity to see it.
So, again, then speaking about fossil fuels and the environment, you were seen once with a man who did not believe in climate change.
Okay, I didn't know that he didn't believe in climate change until after I had been with him for not even that long, maybe 10 minutes. And after he revealed to me that fact, I quickly ended the interaction and I've never spoken to him again.
If you saw him again and he came up to you and he was like, Chloe, let's talk about climate change. Would you engage in that conversation?
I would walk away.
Actually, you don't want to educate?
I would ask him if he was being serious because I honestly still don't know to this day if he was joking. I assume he was being serious because it seemed like he was. But
well, he did say his greatest fear was being a sheep.
That's true. He did say that.
Mm. Are you afraid of being a sheep?
No. No, not at all. I think popular things are popular for a reason. I don't know. I think like I would talk to him, I guess, but I would be scared.
Wow. We're going to quickly read a PSA for you all. Chloe, would you like to read a PSA?
No, honestly, I have to read three today, so you go for it.
I am three. Okay. In the event of a car crash, three out of four kids... Wow.
Wow. Laughing.
It was just strong change.
This is a serious PSA, and you should take it seriously. In the event of a car crash, three out of four kids are not as secure as they should be because their seatbelts are not used correctly. But the latch system makes it easier to get it right and to hold your kids tight. Anchor, tether, learn more at safercar.gov. Thank you.
That was really beautiful.
That was awesome.
Actually, really,
really. I just want to note that Chloe was on her phone throughout the entire PSA.
I was on her computer.
I was looking at my notes.
I was looking at my notes.
Okay, read up your notes.
What are your notes from today?
Joey has amazing hair and Carrera has beautiful eyes.
Oh, whoa.
Wow. So your hair isn't beautiful.
And your eyes aren't beautiful.
Wow. Pick and choose.
People have bigger strengths and weaknesses.
Oh, before we get more into the interview, we actually have some exciting news for you.
What?
We found that your favorite snack was discontinued.
True.
365 white cheddar popcorn. But guess what?
What?
It is being sold on Amazon right now.
I know. They brought it back after that happened. That happened, and they think they brought it back like a month later.
Well, you made a big stink about it all over your social media.
All over Twitter.
No, Instagram, Twitter,
Reddit.
Reddit.
Everywhere.
I posted on the Whole Foods subreddit.
We could actually
read it for you. You found my Reddit?
Yeah.
Well, you posted your Reddit account.
Oh, okay. Aglapella.
There's really nothing.
Follow me. Follow me on Reddit.
You literally have three things.
Yeah, I know. It's the
and
Claro,
one of the things is about
the Claro. It's the Whole Foods
and
the
college
decisions. Yeah. Yep, I know exactly.
But we're actually questioning your Reddit usage.
Okay.
So we know you like to listen to ASMR on Reddit. Would you like to dive into what kind of ASMR you like to listen to?
On Reddit, because I listen to ASMR other places too.
On Reddit, we know the Reddit.
I don't listen to Reddit ASMR, so I don't really know what you're talking about. It's not ASMR.
Okay, so then what is it?
I don't think that's appropriate to share on the radio.
We can censor it slightly.
No.
So you want to hide your truth?
No, I just don't think this is the right venue for that.
Okay, well, this will be posted on the Patreon later today.
Yeah, literally, Joey and I are setting up.
I'll go into it on the Patreon.
But just be careful. Maybe don't whisper in Chloe's ear. Or it might trigger something.
Or talk quietly, just in general.
Oh!
What's your favorite category?
Of what?
Boyfriend, ice.
Ice?
Wasn't there an ice one?
No. Ice?
Was it like a brother thing or like a stepbrother thing?
Ice?
A brother thing.
I'm not getting into this topic.
Wow, silencing.
Silence.
It's gone too far.
Okay, well, let's go back to going too far. You have strong connections to the Church of Scientology.
I do?
Yes. The first Church of Scientology was established on your birthday.
That's because John Travolta and I have the same birthday.
Yes. And John Travolta
and John and you have the
is
same.
A Scientologist.
Yes. Yeah.
So you want to speak on that?
I actually did go to the Scientology website.
Wow.
I wanted to learn. I still don't understand what it's about. I honestly don't know.
So you can't educate yourself.
I tried. The only way to get information is to put your email in, and I'm not doing that. Because I don't want to support the church.
So you're afraid of information.
I'm afraid of them emailing me for the rest of my life and sending me mail.
And also going missing.
Yep.
Well, yes.
I don't know much about them. I was trying to do research, but I couldn't figure it out.
So again, going back to your Twitter.
Okay.
In November 2021, you tweeted, "It's time to recognize gay people that are good at math. Me. I'm talking about me." However, in your senior year of high school, your AP Calc teacher told you within a week to drop the class. Are you actually good at math?
I am good at math. I was not good at calc because I learned pre-calc in online school, which was a very hard thing for me to do. And that tweet was referring to my AP stats class that I actually got a 5 on the exam. I got an A in the class and I got a perfect score on multiple tests in that class. And the teacher loved me, so that's what that was referring to. And I am good at math.
So you were a teacher's pet is what you're saying?
Yes, 100%.
Wow.
Okay, well,
that's not something to be ashamed of. Being
what
ambitious.
Are your most unnecessary pet peeves about people? Talking about pets.
What? About pets or pet peeves?
Pet peeves.
What's something that you get really mad about that people do, but it's does not affect anybody?
God, there's too many to count.
Listen.
Just give us one.
I don't like when people interrupt me, but I think I interrupt people.
Wow.
I don't like when people don't know what they're talking about.
These are
but you won't educate yourself on the Church of Scientology.
I tried,
but wanted to speak on it right now.
I tried. I've tried to learn as much as I can without getting myself involved in it.
Wow. You could probably find a good YouTube video on it if you really wanted to.
I could. I didn't go that far.
Wow. So you're afraid of information.
Have you watched a YouTube video about it?
No, because I'm not deeply connected to
it. I'm not connected to it either.
No, but you
are. It was founded on your birthday.
It was found on your birthday, and you share the same birthday.
Great share of chance.
Do you think that one day you'll end up...
Was it on my actual birthday?
Yes.
February 18th, 2004, it was founded?
Yes.
That's crazy. I don't think that's true.
It's very true.
I don't think it's true. Joey's shaking his head.
Do you think
up and down, up and down.
That one day you'll become a Scientologist. No. What do you think could bring you to that point?
Mental break.
Would you ever join a cult?
Well, not by choice.
Do you think that you'd be susceptible to joining a cult?
I think I could, but I think I would realize it's a cult like right before I fully committed.
Like right before that you drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I'd be like, whoa.
You're part of a nudist camp colony. Is that not a cult in itself?
No.
Wow.
It's like more of a pyramid scheme.
Well, again, speaking about nudity, you're in burlesque this semester.
Yeah, and you're the chief head of operations.
I know, I am the burlesque head of operations. Do you believe that you're better than everyone else in your dance?
Not everyone, but I do believe that I am better than some people because I do have a dance experience. I'm able to pick up choreography faster, and I do think that I have been doing better than some people, but that doesn't mean that the dance is not going to look amazing. There's nothing wrong with having confidence in yourself.
Do you think that continues over to TDC?
Yes.
So, your partner, Tygan, are you embarrassed to dance with him?
No, Tygan's amazing. He always has the steps down. He always knows exactly what's going on, and I think we look great dancing
so
together.
So, who do you think you're better than in TDC?
You.
You could never slap the floor as hard as I can.
Girl, you don't even know half the moves.
Neither do you.
Yes, I do. I could do the dance right now.
Please.
Know everything.
Please walk us through the dance. Actually, we can't.
No,
it would be a spoiler. It would be a spoiler.
If you want to see the show, come April.
And watch Chloe. 27th.
She doesn't even know the date.
Oh. April 27th.
And if you want to see the burlesque, you're April 26th or April 29th.
Yep. Come. Arrive. Support. Show up. Be there.
Oh, Tygan said yep.
So
we're almost out of time, but we're gonna do a quick speed round of questions.
Okay, we didn't get through a lot.
Oh,
I feel like you guys didn't really. I mean, I don't know. I just still don't know what Satanic Panic Core is.
Your alternate identity.
Like I actually have no idea what that is.
Why are you hiding?
I'm genuinely confused.
Who do you think? Who do you see winning Jose Armando's?
I'm rooting
Madness?
For Fanboy. That's what I'm rooting for. Fanboy for sure.
What's the craziest rumor you've spread?
That Jake and Javi are half brothers.
Which I had to tell you was not true.
It wasn't on purpose. Like, I truly believed that was true. Someone lied. I think Javi told me that.
Yeah, and then late into last year, you're like, oh, they're half brothers. And I was like, no. Yeah. They're not.
I spread it on accident.
Best thing you've stolen from a frat?
The flamingo, I guess.
Oh, that's not that good.
From BTD. Well, I stole the protein powder, but that wasn't from a frat.
But that's a pretty good story.
That is a good one.
Do you want to speak on that story?
Yeah, I went to a mod's party, and there was... Hi, Kim's here.
Hi, it's Kim. I love Chloe. Oh.
Listen to Citric.
The first positive
yes,
thing.
Listen at 1 p.m. Citric is playing to hear me shred.
Right. Hell yeah. Right.
Oh.
And this guy had this giant thing of protein powder, so Sylvie and I took it, but we did give it back to him at the end of the night.
So it wasn't a real steal.
And now we're friends with him. It's pretty great.
Damn.
Shout out Luke Inglesby. Or Lingle.
Or protein powder. Yeah. As you call it.
Rank the LGBT acronym.
No.
Why not?
Because we should all stand together as one solidarity community.
What's the worst party that you've been to this year?
The melisma. I don't even know. Bonding event? It wasn't bad, like, because... It just wasn't my scene. I wasn't having a good time. It was a bad night for me. So,
why do you think you're single?
Unclear. I don't know. Really don't know.
Are you trying not to be single?
I guess. I'm not, like, super, super actively trying, but...
Has anyone slid into your DMs?
No.
Have you ever slid into somebody's DMs?
I don't think so.
Do you want someone to slide into your DMs?
I'm down. I'm open to
it. If you're listening right now, slide in.
At Chloe Thurm Green.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
Yeah, it's truly a mystery. I'm, you know, intelligent, charismatic, ambitious, funny, interesting.
Wow.
Wow. Beautiful. So
here's all these great qualities, except we haven't gotten into one of those in this hour.
Well, you've only been bringing up bad things and things from my past. Doesn't reflect who I am as a person now.
Who would you eat at Tufts?
Eat?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I don't even eat animal meats. I don't think I would eat anyone.
If you had to.
There's no
You're
food
on
left.
A plane. It goes down. There's only one other person on the plane and you have
and
to eat
And it's the
them.
Entire Tufts campus on the plane.
Okay.
That's why it's going down.
That's
it's a heavy plane.
The Tufts campus is flying the plane.
I would eat jumbo.
That's the a cop-out answer. You can't. And wow, you would eat an animal.
Better than wow. a human.
What person?
You eat animals every day, I'm sure.
But I would never eat an elephant.
Okay.
Especially thank Jumbo, who died.
He died for our sins.
Jumbo
how does an elephant differ from, like, a cow?
Very different.
Okay.
Because elephants have been poached. They're actually endangered.
But we know like, for your their trip tusks to Thailand, ivory. You were posting all about them. Wow.
I did meet elephants. I went to an elephant sanctuary.
But you don't know enough about them and respect them. You would eat
I
them.
I do respect them, but I would rather eat an elephant over a human.
I would disagree on that one.
Really? Really, Joey? You would eat tiger. If it was tiger or elephant, you would eat tiger?
Well, yes. I respect elephants first.
I don't think so.
Elephants over...
Speaking of... Oh, sorry. That's like actually not...
What?
What? Just
oh, the next, that's not.
The next question just like is unfortunate.
Oh.
I don't... Wait.
We could skip it.
I don't know if we can, yeah.
Most controversial drag race opinion.
This isn't my most controversial one, but I don't really like Sasha Colby.
That's actually kind of
wow,
big.
That's huge.
Like, I don't have anything against her, I just don't think she's for me. But I also haven't watched season 15.
Oh, so why are you speaking on her when you can't?
So here again, not supporting the community.
Wow. You asked me for a controversial opinion. I do support the community. I support her. I just she's not really my kind of queen.
Wow.
What is your most cancelable opinion?
I don't know. I only sleep with one pillow. I think it's better for you.
Mm.
I guess it's not really cancelable, but that's like my honest take for
do
like
you think
real
it's
life.
Because you're in a twin XL bed.
No, I've always slept with one pillow.
Even if you were in a California king.
Yeah.
You would sleep with one pillow.
And the other pillows distract me. Like I just it gets too much.
Mm. How short is too short for the men? Or ladies sliding into
I
your DMs?
I think, like, shorter than me. But honestly, just go for it. I don't really care.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'6".
So if a 5'5 guy came in, guns a-blazing.
And he's my soulmate?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that.
He was great.
Yeah.
5'3".
Whatever.
On In the Hot Seat, we support short kings.
Yeah, exactly. Always.
Consistently.
Exactly.
Tygan, wherever you are. We stand with you.
Wow.
Power.
Why'd you call out Tygan like that?
Amazing short king that I know. Have
he's
the,
like
have the honor to be
pretty much 5'8". So.
Okay. Well, we're wrapping up our time. So after the show, do you want to go on a bike ride?
No. I don't know how to ride a bike.
That's kind of embarrassing, don't you think?
Like I guess, but there's no reason for me to know how to.
I think there's a pretty big reason.
What?
What if the only way to escape, like, the zombie apocalypse was a bike?
Guess I'm becoming a zombie.
Also, Chloe, Tygan is insulted. He said, I'm literally taller.
I know, but I think in the grand scheme of the world.
In the scheme
and
of short
I just wanted
kings.
To shout him out in general. My
wow.
amazing TD Suite partner.
Wow.
Well, I think that's all the time we have. Thank you, Chloe, for coming on today again. This is In the Hot Seat with Joey and Carrera. We are on again in 2 weeks. I think Alec will be our next guest.
Ooh.
He's very excited. And that's going to be
crazy.
Messy.
That's crazy.
So again, thank you for listening. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we will see you in 2 weeks with some crazy drama that Alec has to share.
There's
bye.
A lot to go into there.
Yeah.
Make sure to submit your questions ahead of time. But yeah. Follow everyone on Instagram at Karate Pudge.
At Carrera.j.
At Chloe Thurmgreen, Thurmgreene.
And also, Chloe, would you like to shout out your Twitter, Reddit,
no, well,
TikTok?
Listen
do you have
my,
a Tumblr?
No,
Tumblr?
I don't. I
wow.
had one for like a month and I deleted
that's
it.
That's kind of shocking.
Shout out to my radio show, 12 Me Tunes at 2 p.m. Also listen to Post Adolescence Glow at noon. And the next show that's on. I don't know the name, but
listen to Citric. I have to figure out how to do automation
now.
Very exciting.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Bye.
Bye.